Welcome to Vibe with Edmond Oris.
So yeah, guys, you're welcome to another episode of the Vibe with Edmond Oris podcast. I'm your host and I'm still the coolest boy in the world, Edmond Oris. So guys, very big episode, very big episode. Lionel Messi won a record-breaking 7th Ballon d'Or after all the campaigning from literally almost every other player. I think Messi was the only player that did not campaign publicly for this award. Lewandowski did, Jorginho did, even Ronaldo at some point did, Benzema did at some point. So as a Messi fan, and I've been telling everybody on the podcast, everybody that's been listening, if you've been listening to the podcast, you see that for weeks I will have a special episode where it's not special, it's a separate episode where we just analyzed who was going to win the Ballon d'Or. I named them who wins the 2021 Ballon d'Or. I think I did that like 3 weeks ago, so you can check that one out when you're done. But I'm super excited to bring you guys this one. I got two very big Messi lovers to come and talk on the impact and what it means for football and what it means for Messi fans going forward. So this is a very special episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. If you are listening for the first time, you are the lucky one. You are the lucky one because you are joining us on episode 43. So which means that the holidays are coming, which means you have a lot of time to actually binge listen to the other content that we've made. We make episodes every Monday and Friday. Monday episodes are football episodes, way after the games in the weekend. I get two of the biggest clubs that played, fans of the biggest clubs that played that weekend, and we come and just talk about everything that happened. And then on Friday, I just look for something very fun and chilly to talk. We've done red flags, we've done relationships, we've done I've made content for people that want to build their own personal brand. So it's a lot of content. So when you are done listening to this one, make sure you enjoy the other episodes. Don't forget to share it. If you're listening and you like it, share it. This is number one football podcast, so it's good content. Don't forget to share it and tell me what you think. Tweet at me at Edmond Oris. And this episode is sponsored by the good people of Reps Apparel. Thank you to the big brand. They are doing a giveaway on the episode as well. So if you listen at the end, you will hear some of the criteria for winning the giveaway. So don't forget to share the episode so you can join in on the fun. So let me allow you guys to enjoy it, and I will see you at the end. So Lionel Messi has won a record-breaking 7 Ballon d'Ors, and I'm here on the number one football podcast to talk with two big Messi lovers. Guys, sometimes I think that I love Messi more, but then I see some people and I'm like, wow, this yesterday was crazy. And I'm happy to have these guys in my midst. Joshua, good morning, sir.
Yeah, morning, Edmond. So excited to be here, my guy.
So when Messi left Barcelona to PSG, I got you and Messi time. We did an episode. We named that one, Thank You, Messi. I'm going to name this one, 7 Heavens for Messi. But I'm happy to have you again on the podcast.
Thank you. It's always a big pleasure to be here, bro.
All right. And then I have Reps Apparel. Guys, so I've been preaching about Reps Apparel on my podcast for a very long time. If you've been listening to my podcast since I started, you know that almost every week I'm telling you guys should get your football merch from Reps Apparel. Get your football merch. whatever club you are, Arsenal, Barca, whatever clubs, you can go on Reps Apparel and they have literally the best football matches around the globe. So I brought the CEO, Sinta Ikechi, to come here and talk to us. Sinta Ikechi, good morning.
Good morning, Ed. Hi.
Hi. How's it feel to be on the podcast finally? Because I know you listen a lot.
I listen to it all the time. I love it. It's kind of overwhelming though, but I should be okay.
All right, we're going to talk about the business later, but let's talk Messi now. How did it feel seeing Messi win the 7th? Because this one was I don't know if it was difficult, but there's a lot of people that are saying stuff. But how did you feel seeing him win yesterday when it was confirmed?
Wow, I was over the moon excited. It got to a point where I kind of felt like, is this really happening? I mean, I kind of expected it to happen, but 7 is a lot. Seven is a lot for one person. So I was really excited about it, really happy. I never doubted he could win it, but at some point, the PR of Lewa was getting more and more and more intense. Yeah.
It just felt like people have gotten tired of seeing Messi win, and they just wanted somebody else, not Messi, to win. You get, but it would have been unfair. I think it would have been a very big travesty because, and I like Lewandowski when he talked on stage after he won it, and he said that, oh, Lewandowski, you should have won it last year, and that he deserves it last year. I think everybody knows that Lewandowski deserves it last year, but yep. It's just unfortunate that the award did not happen last year, and then Messi. I think there can be no argument. Joshua, how did it feel? How did it feel for you? Because I know you are another very big Messi fan, and you are literally one of the biggest Messi PR. I don't know if Messi Messi need to send you an award, but how did it feel, guys?
Man, honestly, I was just normal last week. I was just normal, right? I was like, we've seen a bit of drop in Messi's performance, right? So, but I was not scared. I was not scared that there might be robbery or anything. Listen, Messi is Messi. He has won the Copa America. And the moment he won the Copa America, I had hope. Listen, the moment he won Copa America, I had hope that he's going to win the Ballon d'Or, regardless of whatever is going to perform throughout the whole year. So when they announced it yesterday, I was really, really excited. Listen, there was online PR, the PR online. But you know, PR online is not the same. It's not what is going to win the Ballon d'Or. It's not what is going to give out the Ballon d'Or. It's not what is going to bring points to anybody. So the whole PR was just to make everybody scared. Like maybe Messi fans scared, but I was not scared. I was just waiting for whatever happens. If Lewandowski wins it, he deserves it. If Messi wins it, he deserves it. But if we are going to judge other players with international trophies, Messi is going to win it.
I see. We can talk here about how Lewandowski scored a lot of goals, but the Ballon d'Or is an award for the best player of the year. It's not an award for the highest goal scorer of the year. There's an award for the highest goal scorer of the year. I think that because in 2012, Messi won solely because of what he did individually. He scored 91 goals. That's a world record. That's crazy. You get so, except if you are doing that, we can't give you because you scored. And when you even look at it, Lewandowski was the highest scoring player in Europe last season. But Messi had more goals and more assists, which means that Messi made more goals last season than any other player. That's in the league. Yeah, admittedly, they struggled, Koeman. But to win the Copa in the way that we won it, because Barcelona kept coming back from last minute goals. And then in the finals, Messi scored two beautiful goals in the Copa del Rey final. And then to go to Argentina, where Lewandowski failed with Poland, he didn't qualify from the group. I think it would have been very unfair if they had given to Lewandowski. I'm not even going to lie, because Messi went to Argentina. This is a competition where everybody has been laughing at him his whole life. If you go online then, Joshua, you see it. Messi crying with the Argentina shirt and all those things. He lost three of these Copa finals. Three, you get. So to now finally go and get his hands on the trophy, I think it's only fair and it's only proper that he won it, guys.
Yes, in fact, it's not like fair. He deserves it. That's the truth. It's not like let's just give it to Messi because he has lost. See, Omo, the quality of goals Messi scored in 2021, we have not seen that from any other top player.
Let's at all.
Be realistic. Online saying, oh, it's robbery. So 2013 was not robbery. 2018 was not robbery, right? 2014 was not robbery. 2010 was not robbery. Now, 2021 is robbery because there is an actual this Messi and Ronaldo. Why are they even trying to push Lewandowski?
What do you think about the robbery claims? What do you think about that?
I think all the robbery claims is rubbish. I think that's like I feel like a lot of all that talk is out of sentiments and people just wanting Messi not to have more. At this point, it's just whatever Messi has his hands in, there's always some sort of like double standards with it. Everybody has somebody else that they prefer to win it and not Messi winning anymore. So I didn't even care about the whole robbery thing because I expected it. As long as it's Messi, someone was going to bring up that that BS. So
another thing I want to point on this on my Who Wins the Ballon d'Or episode, where I got people to just talk about the criteria for winning. And this is how they consider the Ballon d'Or. People are using this recent form. That recent form is Messi's time from PSG till now, where he has not been poor, because in his last game before the Ballon d'Or, he got three players that can. He got a hat trick of assist in a game. Not many players can do that. You get, and this is a player that plays. He outscores strikers. He out assists midfielders. You understand? So people are using that form, and that's not what they use for the Ballon d'Or. The Ballon d'Or is considered from the beginning of the last season to the end of the that footballing season. And the end of last footballing season ended at the Euro finals and then the Copa finals. So when you consider that time, Messi was the best player.
Yep.
So I can't for the life of me understand why people are doubting. But we're not here to talk about the doubting. What does this mean? What does this mean, Joshua, in the grand scheme of things? Because I know Messi and Ronaldo, I don't think it should be happening anymore. But do you think that everybody can see it clearly? Because, you know, Joshua, we were among the very first of people that were shouting that Messi is greater than this guy, even without all this Ballon d'Or stuff. What does this mean in the grand scheme of things, Joshua?
The truth is, we have to be realistic, right? From the beginning of time, from the beginning of Lionel Messi's career and Ronaldo, there has always been a clear winner. There has always been a clear greater person. Lionel Messi has gone ahead to play in a World Cup final. Can you say that about Ronaldo? You can say that. Do you understand?
Yep.
The other time they said Messi going to play that final was because of Argentina super team. What are you saying? Who was a superstar in Argentina?
They just had big names. That team just had big names. When it came to Higuain, was a mess. Di Maria tried, but he had bad games. Aguero next up. You get then you had Otamendi.
Otamendi.
I think Otamendi has improved. Otamendi has improved from his time at Pep. I think Pep just took him and made him a better player. And even now, he's doing very well for Benfica. But then they were not as good as people were saying. That's the truth. Messi literally dragged them to the finals.
Ed, imagine saying Messi took Argentina to the final and he didn't score. Listen, sometimes the way people talk about football, like I don't know what, like, would you go on TV to say some things like this, like Messi took them to final but did not score in the final. So because he didn't score in the final, someone that single-handedly took a country that haven't won Copa America for 28 years took that country to the final and they didn't score. My friend, get out of this place.
Okay, wait. I want to ask another question, because the Copa now, I think this is another point, another very silly point that people try to make, where they try to talk about how it's an inferior competition to Euros. Since Akechi, I know you watch, like I said, guys, these are big Messi fans. These are people that stayed up late, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., regardless of the time to watch Messi. I know you watched all the games.
Of course.
What do you have to say to that accusation? What do you have to say to that accusation about the Copa being an inferior competition?
Again, it's BS. It's BS. The Copa America is a lot more aggressive. It's not inferior. You have to be really strong. You have to be a really strong player to play in that competition. A lot of the games that were going to kill Messi, for God's sakes. So, no, like, you have to watch it. I find that whenever it comes to Messi, people try to undermine everything. People try to downplay it. But that's not how it is. You have to watch these games to know what you're talking about. So again, you can't just come on Twitter and read what people are saying and form opinions based on people's tweets. You have to participate passively by actually sitting in front of your screen and watching these games. Copa America is no child's play. It's the real deal.
It's the real deal. It's very difficult. I think I was trying to tell them yesterday on Spaces that I held, and I was telling them that more guys. I think the thing is, a lot of Ronaldo fans don't watch, because if you sit down to watch Messi, I don't think there will be any argument, except if you are just personally biased or you just prefer. Yeah, but like coming to now argue that, oh, this player is not talk that the Copa is an inferior competition and that it should not be used as a criteria, because it's this same Copa that they laughed at him had for years. So now he has won it. People are trying to downplay it. It doesn't even make sense. But Joshua, what do you think about the whole Copa accusation?
Ronaldo fans are depressed because there's going to be an actual clear winner. That's the whole accusation. But you're accusing someone of saying the Copa America is inferior. The same Copa America winner went to what was this competition that Chile beat Portugal?
The Confederations Cup.
Yes, Confederations Cup. The Copa America winner last Portugal. So what are they saying?
It was Uruguay. I think it was Uruguay that knocked out. It was Uruguay that knocked out Portugal to the last World Cup. So like these are
exactly. So listen, they know these things, but when you are pained, you block your ears towards reality. And this is what is happening to Ronaldo fans. They don't want to listen to anything. They just want to lament on social media. We don't care.
I'm looking at the stats now. I'm looking at Messi's stats. So last season, he had the most goals in La Liga, most assists in La Liga, most shots, most chances created, most take-ons, most free kick goals, most assists. It was crazy. This is a player that we've seen how bad Barcelona is without Messi. This season we're struggling up until we sacked Koeman and we've employed Xavi now. That Xavi is trying to steady the ship. We don't know if he can do it completely, but like Messi was the singular difference between Barcelona being competitive and Barcelona being shit, because we are shit now. You get so now to do what he did, I think because of what he has done all through his career and because of the trophies he has won, a lot of people are tending to underrate his recent achievements. His recent achievement is making Barcelona competitive. You get against PSG when we lost in the Champions League, his last Champions League there, he scored all the goals for us. He even put one on the plate for Dembele again, and Dembele missed it. That's not his fault. He went to the Copa with this Argentina team that is a little bit of youths, and there are few old people, but it's more young players. Most of them, like for me, they were literally unknown until that competition. Mm-hmm. You get to go there and now have most goals, most assists, most through balls, most shots. He scored free kicks. You get, and he literally bled for his country. You could see that at the end of the game, everybody rushed to him. They were crying. They were throwing him up in the air. Even when he went to celebrate the cup with his Argentina, the national team at the end of, forgotten the month. But when he went there, you saw them throwing the trophy up. They were throwing the trophy up, and he was crying. So like you could see what he meant to him. And I think right now he's even more passionate about playing for his country than he is playing for his club. Enke, what do you think about that?
That's 100%, man. That's 100%. I feel like when it comes to club football, Messi's gonna do Messi thing as usual. I mean, but not to that level in which he does it for his national team, Argentina. So we have to expect a lot more from Messi when he plays for Argentina than when he does with PSG. Besides, PSG will be fine, man. They got Neymar, they got Mbappe, they got a whole celebrity squad over there with Ramos. People just need to accept it right now that Messi is really focused on the World Cup. He's getting it. I keep rooting for Messi though when it comes to Argentina. No offense to PSG. I mean, I root for Messi everywhere. But Argentina is also the bigger picture.
Yeah, because I remember when he moved initially from Barcelona to PSG, I think you were one of the people too that said that Messi is not going to play as well as he did at Barcelona at PSG.
No, yep, yep.
Why did you say that? I remember you said that, and I always wanted to ask you, why did you say that?
Well, I've been following Messi's career for at least about 17 years. I find that Messi plays a lot with his heart. So Messi has to feel it with his heart to give it his all. And I see that passion a lot more with Argentina than I see with PSG. The same passion he had for Barcelona is the same passion he has with Argentina. So the results are going to be better. Is Messi still going to do Messi things at PSG? Yeah, give him some time. You know, when he clicks very well with the team, he will. But a lot more should be expected from Messi with Argentina because he plays with his heart. He has to feel it to deliver. He has to have that fire, that passion to deliver. That's just who he has always been. So I feel like people need to be patient with Messi when it comes to PSG. PSG is not Barcelona. It's not the club of his heart. It's not the club that he loves. Na condition carry am go dear.
Wait, Joshua, I wanted to talk about Ronaldo now because I know there are a lot of Ronaldo fans that will still not accept. And even these people, many of them in real life, they will tell you the truth that Messi is better, but they come online, especially on Twitter, and they just say completely different things, agenda and all that. But notwithstanding that, just hours before the Ballon d'Or was announced, Ronaldo came out on Instagram. I don't know if you guys saw that post where he was talking about one French journalist that was accusing him of wanting more Ballon d'Or than Messi. So Joshua, what do you think about that whole situation?
I honestly, I thank God for your podcast, Edmond. I thank God for this episode, and I thank God that your podcast is you know, we are here to express ourselves, and you know, we have the opportunity to say so a lot of people to hear on Twitter.
Yes.
I love that. So today they will hear from me. I have to be very truthful. I'm not going to be biased. Whatever Pascal Ferrer did, right? I can't say he was wrong or he was right. Why? Because we have seen an interview publicly on social media that Ronaldo did with Piers Morgan, saying that clearly, see, clearly and boldly saying that he would love to win more Ballon d'Or, like even than Lionel Messi. And the rumor came outside. I shouldn't even say rumor. It's all over the internet that he told Pascal Ferrer said Ronaldo told him that okay, he would love to win more. His ambition is actually to win more Ballon d'Ors than Lionel Messi. I'm not going to doubt that. So the whole the time he picked to air his mind. Come on, nigga, come on. Come on, why would you choose that time to air your mind? At least get some more shame, brother.
I just felt like he wanted to just steal a little bit of thunder from the whole ceremony and just put all the attention on himself because, yeah, I don't know exactly what that I can't even pronounce his name. I don't know what he said, but I know and I saw the interview. It's not the interview is not even a recent interview. I think it's an interview happened like in 2019 or in 2018, where he literally came out to say that Piers Morgan asked him that which award would you like to have? Which one is very special? He said about the golden ball that he would love to have more. Yeah, like he would love to have. Then he did that. He would love to have more. He thinks he deserves to have more than Messi. You get. And then they asked him about Messi. He said that they are not enemies, but like they are not friends either. But they just have a good relationship. You get. So I don't know why he's coming out to say that they are lying. I think the only issue was the guy saying his only ambition, because I think Ronaldo, everybody knows Ronaldo is a very ambitious man. I don't think his only ambition to have, but I think it's one of his ambition. You get. So I think that's just the issue. But the timing was very, very funny because, bro, it's just a couple of hours before this award is given. You could have said it yesterday or a day before. You could have said it the day after. So coming on the ninth, few hours to it, it's very strategic time. Is Ronaldo an intentional man?
Not even hours. I think it was 20 minutes to you know, they've already started announcing you know, the nominees from 24th position. So just 20 minutes to the real. Listen, I don't hate Ronaldo, and I'm never going to hate Ronaldo. You know, but when someone does something childish or something, I'm just saying that in my opinion, maybe something
Well,
of
of course, see, we have these are people that we follow. We watch football. Football is our game. Football is a sport that we love. So when things happen in football, give our opinions on them. It does not have to agree with everybody, but it's our truth. It was wrong timing, and it was a very petty thing to do, in my opinion.
You're right, Edmund. You're right. It's a very petty thing to do because, just listen. Do you know it's not everyone that will talk? It's not everybody that will talk. Some people will just overlook it and I beg. is from the media. They just ignore. Okay, let me ask a question. Do you think if they write something like this about Messi, he would respond?
Never. Let's ask Nsekichi. Nsekichi, what do you think about that? Do you think Messi will respond?
Nope. I don't think he will respond. Messi will always be Messi. You know, just gives you silence upon silence upon silence. Keeps you wondering, right? I felt like Ronaldo just had probably felt a little bit awkward not being a part of this year's Ballon d'Or. So that was just one of those, hey, let me just get a little bit of the attention. But like you said, it's not his only ambition. You know, things were, it was definitely bad timing. Definitely bad timing and quite petty too. So yeah.
You know why I know that it was very petty too, because when we talk about all these things on Twitter, some people will just say that we are hating because they are not aware. But these are the facts. When Ronaldo was leading in the Golden Ball, because we know when both of them were in Barcelona and Real Madrid, there was like a very intense competition. They were literally fighting for everything. You get, so he came out then, he was leading. I think he was leading like 4-2 on the Golden Ball. That's Golden Boot, that's highest goal scorer in Europe. And he said that he prefers the Golden Boot because it's a personal award. It's an award that he has worked for, and nobody can take that away from him, because like they give you based on the number of goals you scored. He said that the Golden Boot is a bigger award than, or a better award than the Ballon d'Or. And then Messi has more Golden Boot than him now. You get, when he decided to win the Ballon d'Or, I think there was a time he pulled it back up to 5-5, because it was, I think it was one, Ronaldo won first and then Messi won. I think Messi won 4 in a row. So I think it was like 4-1. So he came back, I think 4-2. Messi went to 5-3 and then he came back to 5-5. So I think at that fifth one, when he won the award, he said, "Sui!" And he even cried. I think he cried. He cried at the event when they gave him the Ballon d'Or, and he said that he wants this one so much. He wants it badly, and that this is a very good award to win and all that. And then Messi has gone on to have boots, more golden balls, more golden boots. I don't even know why there's any. I don't think there will be any competition going forward, guys. I don't think there should be any debate going forward.
Honestly, the debate ended a while ago. I find that a lot of Ronaldo fans are quite very rigid. And they are very, very, very rigid in their ways and their beliefs. And even when they have the truth staring in their faces, they just don't want to admit it. And trying to go back and forth with them is just like talking to a wall. It's like you can't get through them. What they know is what they know. I'm from a family of Ronaldo supporters. I'll tell you right now, most of my uncles, hardcore Ronaldo supporters. You know, I was like pretty much the only person that found my way with Messi. And I'm like, nope, Messi is the truth and the way. I'm like, nope, Messi is the truth and the way. And I found my way out of there. But even when it's staring in your faces that Messi is a well-rounded footballer with everything, they don't just want to admit it. So they find everything to say, either Messi's team is very strong, or the competition is very weak, or the league, you know, they find excuses, or the league is an easier league, or you know, like
Farmers League.
You know, everything. It's just like, and now they're saying that the Golden Balls is it's not solid anymore. It's rigged. It's this. It's just a whole bunch of jealous. Please, if Ronaldo is the one right now with 7, the story will be completely different. He's the greatest of all time.
Yeah. Any last words? I want to talk about like some of the other competitions. I want us to give like the top 10.
Okay.
Any last words on this whole Ballon d'Or and Messi win? Okay, guys, can he go for an 8? Can he win an 8 Ballon d'Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly, because Argentina.
Yeah.
Why do you say so? Why do you say so, and Joshua?
Argentina in form, and I've seen how Argentina play against Brazil. There's no club in Europe, including France,
country
that would, you know, dismantle Argentina like the way they used to dismantle Argentina. No. Mm-hmm. Argentina played more now like a team than before. Listen, look at European competitions. Look at Portugal's performance against France. We saw a lot of loopholes from France and from Portugal. Look at Belgium. We saw a lot of loopholes. Belgium versus Italy. Look at I was actually seeing
Italy, the European champions have still not even qualified. They have to go through the playoffs where they play, I think not Macedonia. Portugal go on to play Turkey, and then both of them meet. So it's either Portugal or Italy, I think. There are people saying that Turkey may beat Portugal. I don't know, but that playoff's very interesting. Next year in March, we'll be following that one up.
Mm-hmm.
So you are saying that on current form, Argentina have a real chance.
Yeah, I'm not categorically saying Argentina will win the World Cup, but I'm saying Argentina play more of a team. They are more, you know, united than before. So I see that next year Argentina will go far. Honestly,
what about the Champions League, NK? What are Messi's chances of? Because we saw them against Man City and they were very poor on the ninth. I think Man City have completely outplayed them. Messi, Mbappe, and Neymar at PSG with Pochettino. So, do you think what are the chances on Champions League, PSG and Messi?
Well, I'm definitely still rooting for PSG, especially if Barcelona goes to UEFA. I didn't say that. But I'm definitely I have three teams on my list from day one. It's Barcelona, Man City, PSG. Well, I do put PSG ahead of Man City just because of Messi. I'm still rooting for them. I don't think I'm going to give up on PSG just yet. I think that PSG will do well with the EPL. I still believe. Yeah.
I can't put it past Messi to win an eight. That's the truth. Because if they go on to win the World Cup with Argentina, I think that's the one you will want. I think you will want that badly. I know that he is a fighter. He's a mentality monster. This is a man that has done literally everything that they said he could not do. He cannot win outside of Barcelona. He cannot win without Xavi and Iniesta. He cannot win. He can't play in another league. He cannot win an international trophy. He cannot do. There are a lot of things they said he cannot do, and he has literally gone and done it all. There's nothing. I think if he should hang up his boots today, he has already cemented his place in history as the great. Nobody will play football at the level Messi has. It's not just the goals, it's the passes.
You're forgetting that there's a league to win at PSG.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to give him the Ballon d'Or for winning the league, which is very funny because that's the only thing Lewandowski won last season.
Yeah.
When it comes to Messi has to do two times or three times as much.
Yeah, the truth is he has achieved everything. He has gone to PSG to play for another, you know. He has, you know, he's going to win a league with PSG. So he has actually cancelled every allegation placed on him. Every G O.
He's but he has the most goals in a year, most goals in a season, he has more goal records than most great strikers, including Ronaldo. He has a lot of assist record. He's the only player to have won. See, we can keep talking about Messi, but let's talk about other things. On the ninth, Pedri won the Golden Ball Awards. Golden Ball. So how was that for you, NK? Because I know you love Pedri.
I love Pedri. You know that. I love Pedri so much. That was very exciting for me. I actually cried a little bit because I feel like Pedri is someone that people like to drag unnecessarily. But I was very happy for Pedri. I mean, all that games and everything paid off, especially with a shitty Coleman of a coach. I'm just glad everything paid off.
In the female category, Barcelona player won the Ballon d'Or for the women too. So that's a very big win for our club. Joshua, what thoughts on that?
I'm so excited. The whole world are actually seeing a broken club still bringing out monsters. This is not favor, actually. This is actually hard work. Imagine a female Barcelona player, a club that's actually struggling, but we were able to produce, one that produced Messi's, let me not just say Barcelona, though. But
yes, no. It's true because they did not consider his time at PSG, like we've mentioned on the podcast.
Exactly.
So it's Barcelona's time.
So it was, but the time at Barcelona that actually produced a Ballon d'Or. So, like one, two Ballon d'Or, Barcelona. I don't know. I just feel really happy that we the fans, we can use all this to compensate ourselves. So we thank God.
The Ballon d'Or top 10, I think Donnarumma from PSG and Italy finished 10th. Mbappe finished 9th. What was his name? Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
I think Kevin De Bruyne finished 8th. Mo Salah finished 7th, which was very surprising. Mo Salah finished, I feel like he should have finished higher. Ronaldo finished 6th. Kante finished 5th. Benzema finished 4th. Jorginho 3rd. Lewandowski 2nd. And of course, Messi 1st.
I wasn't even surprised by the top 5. Mm-mm.
You were not surprised?
No, I wasn't surprised by the top 5 at all. I mean, they were the ones getting the most shouts. They were getting... I can never say that with a straight face. They were getting the most shouts against Messi. Every month, there was a new person. Every month, so...
there were 2 new awards on the night. There were 2 new awards. There was the award for Club of the Year, which Chelsea won.
Chelsea won that? Well deserved. Yeah, but like, I don't know. I kind of felt like they could have done better with that, though. Even when they announced that there were 2 new awards, I thought that the one of the new awards was gonna be last year's Golden Ball for Lewa. I was kind of.
They vote for these things, and they would obviously did not vote for last year, so there's no way it will have happened. Doing that would have just been very sentimental. I've just been look like, oh, we just take this award and give to whoever.
Yeah, I know.
You were vibing with Edmond Uris.
So guys, yeah, very quickly from the episode, I just want to take a quick break to tell you about some of the services that the Edmond Uris brand offers. I am a brand ambassador, so I can help your business with visibility and sales. I am working with some of the very best people on my team right now. I have a direct response marketer that will literally help your business optimize for more sales. You can look at your sales pages and so many other things. I'm working with a media PR that can help your business with more publicity. I also have some big influencers on the team as well. We can help you run some campaigns and adverts for your brand on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok, basically anywhere you want. And it's a growing team, so the more people that we acquire, the more we'll be able to help your business. So if you want that, you can reach out to me at Edmond Uris on Twitter or at Edmond Uris on Instagram. I'm also a listener. If you listen to my podcast and you love it, because that's what I do here, literally. I just get people to talk about topics and I listen and ask questions. So if you ever want to talk about something as well and you listen to my podcast, you can hit me up and I will listen to you on judgmental. If you want to work with some of the very, very best people around, if you're looking for any type of services, I'm the plug to all plugs as well. So I think... So guys, yeah, let's go back to the episode.
You were vibing with Edmond Uris.
The CEO of Reps Apparel in my midst here, and I've been I've been telling people about your brand. Let me just say it on the record. I love what you are doing with Reps Apparel. I love the shirts. I love the sweatshirts.
Thank you.
They are literally my favorite clothing to wear because they are so comfortable. And I just love how they feel on my body. So talk to us about Reps Apparel so people listening know more about your business.
Well, Reps Apparel, well, we're pretty much a football fan based merchandise brand right now. We deal with a lot of casual clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, pants. We're trying to expand, so we'll be covering a whole bunch of different other styles. But yeah, pretty much whichever club you support, you know, whether it's the club of my heart, Barcelona, whether it's Barcelona, whether you're a Chelsea fan, whether you're a Manchester United fan, or you know, Man City fan, we specialize in supporting you with clothing. I would like to believe at affordable rates, that you know helps you identify with your club. I always say that jerseys are great. Jerseys are always gonna be there, but our merchandise.
Avengers, people will get our Avengers.
Yeah, and you know, and also I find that our merchandise, you can go to a lot more places in them than you can do in jerseys. So, so that's the option. That's pretty much what we do. Just reach out to us. Twitter mostly, Rebs Apparel. Just we're right there. Only a click away.
Or on Instagram.
Or on Instagram.
Rebs _ Apparel.
Yep, Rebs. See, you even know my social media handle more than
like, I do. You know, I'm always talking about because I want to plug my audience. I want to plug the people that follow me, the people that listen to my podcast. So like literally the best products all the time. So I'm always telling them that guys, they have to check you guys out. And I'm happy that you are here, and I know we talked about this, and you want to do a giveaway for,
of course,
this, to mark this day.
Of course.
Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. So the giveaway part, we are going to, it's for Messi FC to celebrate the getting the 7th golden ball. I was this close to saying 8th golden ball, but let me not push it yet. To celebrate the 7th golden ball, we are going to give away. Actually, I said 2 yesterday, but it's gonna be 3 for 3 Messi FCs.
So guys, you who are listening, you people have to go on to win. What time are you going to do the give it away? Should we do today? We're going to be publishing. I'm going to be publishing this sometime. Should we do Friday?
Yeah, that sounds great to me. They have to listen to your podcast. That is the number one criteria, and of course, they have to be Messi FC. So. Listen to the podcast and tweet at us, and we will. Well, I'm gonna leave that to you, Edmund.
Okay, so listen to the podcast, and you want to be part of the giveaway. All you have to do is follow us on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Edmund Doris. Follow Reps Apparel on Twitter, because you have to be following them for us to give you our merch, because we need to get your details. And we do deliver anywhere in the world, yes?
Yes. Of course.
So follow us on Twitter, especially on Friday, coming out on Friday. Let me look at the date so that we're specific. On Friday, 3rd of December, we will be doing a very big giveaway on Twitter for the Messi medal. Guys, you guys have to see them. They are lovely, beautiful, comfortable, and it's clothing that you can wear to anywhere. You can wear to church, you can wear to hang out with your friends, you can wear to chill at home. You can just be comfortable in them. Josh, you know about Reps Apparel now?
Of course. I told Ink already that I'm going to get one.
Yes. Thanks, Presido.
Yeah.
And I'm going to drop their handle on the podcast description. So if you guys are listening, you can just click. Once you check it, it takes you a click directly to their pages. So I think this should end the podcast. So I'm super happy to have brought guys. Joshua, any last words on Messi's 7th Ballon d'Or?
Yeah, I'm going to do a t-shirt. You know, something that shows greatness, you know, Messi holding the 7th Ballon d'Or. You know, I'm just going to torment Ronaldo fans on Twitter.
What about you?
I already have new lines of Messi 7 golden balls coming out with Rebs, so expect to see that everywhere. We're gonna be tormenting however, whoever, wherever.
This banter is forever.
They say we know if we get time. We don't get time. That's it.
Back from us.
You cannot take it from us. No.
Hey, everyone, I'm so happy to be part of your podcast. Always a bomb, honestly.
Yeah, thanks for having me here. I really appreciate the opportunity.
So thank you guys. It's been fun really having you guys on the podcast. I sincerely appreciate you guys coming here to talk about your truth for Lionel Messi. So guys, where can we find you on social media?
Okay, my social media handles are on Twitter, Joshua_Ubeku. That's on Twitter. Then on Instagram is Joshua Ubeku.
that on Facebook is Joshua Bex Ubeku.
So you can find me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is NKJNR, Sister NKJ on Twitter. Follow me, I follow back.
So yeah, guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode. I know I did. It was fun. And big congratulations to Messi and to all Messi supporters. For most of the guests I brought on the podcast before this award was announced, all of them kept mentioning Lewandowski and Ronaldo. So I'm happy that Messi has finally won it. And I'm happy I've been vindicated, because I've been telling my guys, if you've been listening to the podcast, this is the podcast you should listen to stay informed on anything relating to football. We speak the truth here. You get to another reason why you have to subscribe. If you've listened, don't forget to share the episode, send it to your football people, send it to any Messi fan. They will appreciate it and they will thank you forever. You get, I'm also very happy that I've been able to just collate my thoughts and put it here. And it's an episode I'll be coming back to listen to for a very long time, 10 years time, 20 years time. So yeah, guys, don't forget the giveaway is going to happen on Friday. If you are on my Twitter, I'm going to communicate the time. So if you're not on my Twitter, go and follow me and turn on my post notifications so you don't miss out on the giveaway. The shirts or the matches that Reps Apparel want to give out are extremely beautiful and very fine and comfortable, and the delivery is going to be anywhere, so you don't have to. All you have to do is participate sometime on Friday. So we're still open for sponsorship and adverts. Sponsoring or advertising on the podcast will help us promote your brand to my podcast listeners. Yeah, a lot is growing. It's a growing family, it's a growing community, and I'm happy to be bringing you guys this episode. I enjoy what I'm doing, you get, and I'm planning something very big for Friday. So if you're listening, don't subscribe so you don't miss out on the Friday episode. You get what I'm saying? And of course, if you want to support the podcast, if you say, oh Edmond, I like what you're doing, Messi has won this, but I'm the Edmond, I want to reward you, because I've literally been saying it since now. You can reach out to me as well. You can go on my Twitter or Instagram page, check on, there's a bio there, you'll see a link, there's a Paystack account where you can just donate anonymously to support the ministry. So thank you guys, and I'll see you guys again on Friday and on Monday. And we're about to come to an end. This is one of these episodes will be coming to an end very soon, so we'll see you guys again next year. Thank you guys, and God bless you.
Thank you for vibing with Edmond Uris. Don't forget to rate, review, and share. Edmond Uris.